Kobayashi Maru.
The beauty of these caps is, they're not expensive, £2.15. Essential, is it essential? We're going for essentials anyway, so you can buy this. That's a shiner. If you go for essentials, can you buy things for not essential? And the idea is, this is just a cap which is used to wash children's hair, so it avoids going on their eyes. It's just quite a schmuck to use when you're bathing the children. Very, very nice. Now, we keep it in the bathroom upstairs, and they'll typically sometimes want to wash negevasa with it. Fill it up in the morning and wash their hands as I. Right? It looks like a small kettle, yeah? It's like a cup. The shyly is, and sorry to me, yesterday when I picked it up, I was going out of the barcode, and I realized, hang on a second, this is a potential she. Right? This is a potential she. Yeah? This is a potential shyla. Right? Why? Because if you were to fill this up with water, coffee, or whatever, yeah? Then you'll see that it'll only be able to hold water up till the lower point of the spout, and anything further, which is probably about 1 centimeter higher, anything further it won't be able to hold, right? The water will obviously come down the lower end, and therefore when you pour the water, when you fill out water and it only reaches till the top minus 1 centimeter, when you pour it over onto your hand, this, the water has gone through an area which has not got a shem keli, it's not able to hold any water at that part. And it's going through a part which is posel, and it's taka posel. If you use this for negevasa, the ruach ra still's there. And if a person touches food, then the ruach ra goes into food. This is not going to work now. Thank you. If, let's say, you do ben ha'paichu, yeah, for Purim is good, right? If you wash negevasa with backwards, yeah, you have to remember always to make sure you're doing backwards, that would be a way forward, because then at no point is it going through an area which is posel. That tak is good. That zishtein shulchan aruch in kufen on tes. That if the water is going past an area which is not considered a shem keli, like in this case through the top part, it's going through 1 centimeter length which has not got a shem keli, it's possible. Even with a bracha, you need to do it again with a bracha. Whereas if you use the same keli but you pass it through the area which is a keli, that's going to be okay. So I thought. Yeah, so they say at Kadas, when you're you'll never, he's always got a good aura. Sometimes you get caps which are not mamish 100%. These days you do, but a mold, it not necessarily always was mamish 100%, but it's kafi ene, what looks to be straight. To me, even this, it can look a bit straight. But myself, after looking at it for a few seconds, you see straight away, it goes up over there. It has to be le ene, what looks like the first impression. So over here, this will taka be a problem to use for your natiliti daim. Yeah, or for negevas in the morning, it's not a keli, it's just an interesting chat.
No, I was going to say, if you fill it up, holding it a bit forward.
It doesn't help, because it's got the shame keli, is what you look at it, what it looks down, how if it's able to hold any water. Like this, it's not, that part is not able to hold any water, and therefore will be an issue. Okay, that's just a very interesting, I thought it was very negeah, because it's negeah to us, it's negeah. I mentioned it this morning to another shay, and someone else said they have the same thing. They buy this from Sainsbury's, it's only £2 or something. They put it in the upstairs bathroom, and they all wash negevasa with it. It's something to chaf. Hang on a second. Negevasa is nishka negevasa. The brocha and the tilisadam in the morning could also be a shayla. They say it's not so possible to use such kalim. You have to be aware of the kalim. Okay, so now, this is very interesting, that we come to a topic that we spoke about Baruch Hashem in Yonim, which were not even together, a mitzvah item. We spoke about mitzvah items, and then we spoke about Divrei Kedusha. Kedusha means anything which has got words of Torah. It just shows the importance of Torah, that once you have a bit of Torah on something, it's already Kodesh, you have to do Geniza, very good. And this, I think, is the Shiloh of the century, or it's a massive Shiloh. That Kenai Nahora already from 10 years ago already, at least, the amount of paper, disposable paper that we get through a week is enormous, right? What we come home, typically a child can come home with 3-4 pages of Seder questions, which has got the parasha on, it's got question and answer, it's got a Dvar Torah, and then a person can go to shul and pick up one of these halacha papers, which says all different types of halachas. They say that the only halacha that we don't paskenike in one of these papers is the halacha that says, please do not read during tefillah. So we don't paskenike that. All the other ones we do, but... Okay, but the so all these things, the moridiga halachas we have, yeah, it's one of these halachas we're aware of, it's very good halacha papers out there. And lamaisa is, that also gets added to the list. What do you do with them? You buy papers, the weekly papers, the Hamadiyahs of the Jewish Tribune, and there's actually got a separate section of full of Divrei Torah. There's actually a reason why they do that. There's a reason why they separate that, because there was a Kol Koreh in there, it's Yisrael, that they wanted to make that every paper should bring out on a separate paper, there should be Divrei Torah on a separate paper. The Shai is, what do you do with it all? Right? And you can have a massive stack. A Chais, you can have... It really doesn't end, because everything is disposable. You go to a shir and you get a few papers which are lying around. I mean, just over here, you can see over here, this is a paper from Erevin, Daf Yomi learning Erevin Daf Pei Zayin, and you can see over here, there's this Ravina, there's quotations from Gemara, there's quotations from Rashi. Come out, wherever you go, you're going to see papers full of Torah. Baruch Hashem. Lamaisa, the Shaila is, what do you do with these papers? I mean, what Lamaisa do you think is going to happen with these papers? I mean... Yeah, it comes to Shabbos. Moshe, you tell me. You Kanaina Hora was Zeicha to have some Moshe in town that Taka, Machabad Beit Bottom, Midrashim, Adin Misbah. And the Shaila is, what happens to these papers around town? There's hundreds of these papers which are go around in the shuls and the Maisa, what happens then? And the Shaila is, it's dead easy to say, put it in Seamus. Put it in Seamus. Put it in the Seamus. Exactly, like Moshe said, why not put it in Seamus? It's dead easy to say everything you put in Seamus. It says Ravina, anything to do with it, put it in Seamus. You could say that. Lamaisa, Rabbi Falk and Rabbi Moshe Steinbach, they both felt very strongly that there's a mokum over here to start bringing kulas because of the ribui, because of the mass amount of papers of, let's call it, just to know what we're talking about, disposable Torah. There's no such thing as disposable Torah, but disposable sheets of Torah, right? Once you learn Torah, it stays la'ad lo'im ve'ilomim. But disposable sheets of Torah, the shaila is, what do you do with them? Again, the Shevet HaLevi says easily, yeah, just put it in Seamus. It's very easy to be machmir. The shaila is, what do you do with ikadin? You've got a whole stack of them. So now, this shaila already, the Mechas Yitzchak, at the back, he's got a tshuva about the Jewish Chronicle. There was a time, I don't know if it is now as well, that someone wrote a Dvar Torah in the Jewish Chronicle, and they came to the Menachas Yitzchak discussing what do you do with the Jewish Chronicle which has got a different Torah. So it's already discussed in the previous poskim. And the way they get out of it is by saying that that there's a mockum to say that these material is not got a din of a sefer. It's not like a din of a sefer, in which case a sefer you need to bury in his geniza, but these papers doesn't need to be buried as long as you're not mevazer it. Now, and therefore it opens up two options. You can either put it in a bag and close the bag and put it in a normal bin, or you'd be able to, l'chayra, put it into the recycling bin in Salford. It's the blue bins, and in Prestwich it's the green ones. I think the green ones. So why should there be worse? Yeah, let's call it worse. Why should there be less of a darga? So let's have a look. Why should there be less of a darga? We have to understand this. It's not just a psak, yes or no. Let's fully understand this in here. Zogon these hands against it. Moshe Steinbach's got a nice tshuva on this. He says like this. And Rabbi Falk's got a festive tshuva. Let's have a look. Number one is, there's a shitta of the tashbats. The tashbats brings down that the whole issa of destroying Sforim, which hasn't got the Shem Hashem on, is a Issa Derabbanan. So, if a person takes a Sefer and it hasn't got the Shem Hashem, and unfortunately he doesn't do Geniza, he's over on it, is it Issa Derabbanan or not Issa Deraisa? Because it hasn't got Shem Hashem. That's number one. Now, okay, Derabbanans we also try to keep. Yeah, it's not something that we're trying to... But it's number one, it's a Shail of a Derabbanan. Number two is the Tashbat speaks about a teacher. They used to have blackboards. I don't know, we had blackboards. Mustama 100 years ago, they had even, I don't know what they had, but they had some board that the teachers used to write a few psukim a week, and at the end of the week, they used to cross it out. Zot the Tashbat. I don't understand. How can a teacher write psukim that the boys have to learn, and then at the end of the week, rub it out? So the Tashbat says, because the intention is meikora, to rub it out, and to replace it with other ksav, therefore the kedusha is not even chal on it. That's already number one, is that the poskim like to say, okay, that's what the Tashbats are saying regarding blackboards. Let's try and apply it to over here. When a person brings out sheets of Torah, it's amazing, Taka, but they haven't, everyone knows deep down, if they'll take a second to think about what's going to be with these papers, they'll understand clearly that it's not going to be treated well, so well. And therefore, they want to say that the Tashbats would be able to add the shit of the Tashbats. There's number three, a shit of the Igros Moshe. This is a pele of a tshuva that he's got. And what's more Pele is that he's got such a long tshuva, it's about 10-page tshuva to his grandson, that he writes to his grandson, and at the end of the whole tshuva he says, this is what I believe, but don't do it unless you speak to another Rav. I mean, to find someone else that can write a 10-page tshuva like that, it'd be quite hard to find another Rav. And then at the end he's mesupik about it. Ramosha's opinion is, interesting, when you have a sefer which is not usable anymore because there's no interest in it, it's not negeir to carry on either because it's worn out or because it's just not omer to be read again, he says there's no kedusha to it. Massive chiddush. You would have thought this is unbelievable chiddush, whopping chiddush. And that's why Taki writes that I need another haskama from a different rov. But amazingly, he himself was quite okay. If something is not usable anymore, he wants to say the kedusha is lost. Usually, Mogen Avraham says faket. What do you mean? A sefer which is Shabalos, a Sefer Shabalos, has got the same halacha, you have to treat it with respect. Ramosha's got his whopping chiddush. Okay, although the place is not happy, Ramosha, but you throw it on the wagon, you throw it in the basket, and you've got a third thing over here, Ramosha. Then you've got the shitta of the Chavis Yoy. I think we're all quite acquainted with this shayla. Kedusha is chal if I take a paper and a pen and I write a posuk. We understand that's got kedusha, right? That's what the poskim were talking about. The poskim, a few hundred years ago, did not have a printer, right? They didn't have a printer, and that now is a new shayla. If, let's say, I produce Torah, not via my handwriting, I do it via a printer, has that got kedusha or not? Maybe it's only if a person, a Bar Yisrael, who's able to put ink on paper, only then it becomes kodesh. Just like really tefillin, where you can't start taking a machine and start making tefillin like that, right? You'll get a lot of people out of business. Yeah, so novas, you say because it has to be handwritten. Because kedusha can only work if it's handwritten. So too the Chavis Yoy's opinion is to say that it needs to be that a person writes it. If it's just a printer, then it's not going to have the kedusha. Now the Taz, sorry? Oh, that's interesting. So he's mentioning that. Even if a person learns with it, then it still wouldn't have a kedusha. What you're mentioning, the interesting thing is that the Chofetz Chaim is known to have said that if a person... This is an amazing chiddush. Also, you see a concept over here, a Torah digger approach over here. If a person goes to a local bookstore and he buys this Shulchan Aruch and he pays, whatever it is, I don't know, £30 for this, maybe Corona price is £25, he pays £25 for this sefer. This has not got kedusha till you open it up and learn one line from it. Isn't it amazing? The Chofetz Chaim writes this. He says, and vegan them, if you go to a store in Malchi Yisrael in Geula, if you go to the store on the right hand side, just after the bus stop, wherever, I don't know that store, he's got all his Sforim on the floor. And I once asked him, I said to him, Sforim on the floor? A stipler. All he needs is a stipler. The stipler said that if you didn't learn from it, it hasn't got kedusha. You put a little plastic there or something. Yes, you can't take your sefer that you've read from it because you've made it kodesh, but if you've never read from it, then it's mutter. And this is just an eye-opener to what we're doing here. When we learn, then we're just busy with kedusha. That's what we're busy with.
So browse the sefer.
That's a good shayla. Yeah, maybe he has to pay for mazik because now he's already put kedusha in it and now you can't put it on the floor. Yeah, it's a good shayla. I don't know. He has to get to the bottom sefer as well. It might be a bit of a job. Okay. So the end of the day is, that's a good point, but still, the Chavis Yoy's opinion is that there's no kedusha on it, even if you read from it. His point is that there's no kedusha on it at all, and therefore, the Chavis Yoy is a fourth thing to add onto the basket to say that when it comes to this disposable material of Divrei Torah, again, it comes to Chavis Yoy, then there's no kedusha on this paper. Again, the Taz is Chaluk. It's simply Lishma. There are differences between the two inyanim. You should know that the Rebbe Falk wants to say that even according to the Taz, that's Cholik, and says that there is Kedusha, that could be the way they had their printers in those days, that they had it, they made it in like shapes, and then they clamped it, each letter, and they clamped it with their hands. So after that's got, it's still got in Kedusha, but now there's a press print, and the ganze thing comes out, right, for hours on end. That's a hot nishkim pshat. That even according to the Taz, it could be that there's no Kedusha to it. Well, there's a to-do. Each of these points are not fully proof. But if you put them all together, they were quite forceful to say that me'ikadin, there is no kedusha as long as, listen to the fifth Tanai. There's a fifth Tanai attached to it. They bring it from other poskim. The other poskim want to tie now. That if, again, the Tanai is that it can't be a sefer which you reuse the whole time. It's one thing if you have disposable, that's very nice. You have the chavis, the weekly pamphlets, understand that, right? But if it's something that you're going to re-look the whole time, you're going to reuse it the whole time, that's got a din of a sefer. If it's got a din of a sefer, then you won't have these atayim. So lemoshel, even think about it like this. Even if you have an ashiyotza card, you get a present, right, and it says ashiyotza, and now you want to replace it with the old one. You take the old one, it's just a piece ashiyotza, it hasn't got Shem Hashem. You still won't be able to put it in the recycle bin because it's a sefer, it's got a din of a sefer that you constantly reuse the whole time, that you won't be able to, that taka needs gneza. What we're talking about is things that you don't typically reuse the whole time. Okay, so all these sheets that you might look at once, or maybe twice, maybe three times, it's not something that you keep and store on a shelf to reuse the whole time. Those things, that's what we're talking about, you can taka, put them in the recycle bin. And I remember saying this to many people over the years, and someone told me, even now, or the normal bin in a bag, because you can't be mevazerit. Now, putting it, the ashiyotza is stomach problem, that needs kineza. Ashiyotza has got a din of a sefer. We are talking about not a sefer that we use the whole time. Even without Hashem's name. The other restriction is, if it's got Hashem's name, then it also needs Geniza. Let me make it clear. Geniza is for Sforim, or things that you reuse the whole time, or for Shem Hashem. But if it's got Hashem Hashem, even if it's disposable, which I like this, this is an amazing pamphlet. Hayeno, it's an amazing thing. What they have is that it's a weekly, have you ever seen this? It's a weekly Torah that they have. I think it's from Chabad, and I was in touch with him by email. I had a nice discussion with him by email. I suggested to him, because if you open this weekly study, you'll see it's got a Shem Hashem. Now really, because it's got a Shem Hashem, if you want to have a Shem Hashem, you can take this, it's weekly, it's not, you don't reuse it. I can see I found it in Shem, it's part of the era. And it's only Tzofshin Pei, so people don't keep them. Right, you learn from it for a week and you should put it in Shemus. If you want to have a Shem Hashem inside, you can put it in a recycle bin. If it's got a Shem Hashem, Yudkei Vavkei. It's got, you open this, I checked up, it's got loads of Yudkei Vavkei. Because it's got Yudkei Vavkei, you can't now put it in a recycle, it has to go into Shemus. Because there's two tanoim. Number one is can't have a Shem Hashem. You take the local weekly halachas, it hasn't got a Shem Hashem. And number two is it's not reusable, so fine, you can put it in a recycle bin. Or in a bag in the bin, right? You don't need Geniza. So over here, so I made a suggestion to him, and he answered me back very nicely, very polite, very nice. He said it takes away from the experience. He had a very nice answer. But Lamaisa, this can't be put in a recycling room, which is a bit of a. And he said maybe we'll have to open a box in Manchester. It's from America, so he was trying to help us out. And Taka, this needs to be put in the Shemus. It's a shot because there's a few Shemus Hashem. If they could be changed to Yud Yud, then you can put it in a recycle bin. This is a weekly thing. All in the recycle bin. They can all go in the recycle. This is a massive kulah, and you should know there was a dayan in London that came back saying, Nate, wachoshesh, that maybe it's going to turn into toilet paper, and that's a bizayan. And I reported, I called up, as soon as I heard that, I called up 0191, this is Rebbe Falk, right? Obviously after 12 o'clock at night. And then he said, no, he did not want to take that in at all. He said, no, this is ponuch adoshes ponukan, chosesh for toilet paper, is nishkin chashash, everything in the recycle bin. He was very into that, as long as it hasn't got Shem Hashem. So if it's got Shem Hashem, you can't use this heta. And it's disposable, it's not something that we use. And again, even Ashiyotza card, Ashiyotza, even if it hasn't got Shem Hashem, but the mice is reusable the whole time, you can't put in, sorry? You can cut out the Shem Hashem, go through it, I can give you the job. Take out the, go through each Shem Hashem, and then you can put this straight into the recycle bin. You got to avoid Shem Hashem, and you got to avoid something which is reusable. Otherwise, everything can be put into the recycle bin, or they can be put into a bag, into the bin. Shkoyach, always have a good chance.